then it's 38555 248 or 249. Sheikh Sistan Breen from Oman rang and asked us a question about a bank account, a joint bank account. That's for the spouse. Both of the spouses have a bank account which is joint. Mm-hmm. She says if one of them passes away, the bank usually gives all the money to the other one. That means it's his property or her property. Firstly, is this allowed in Islam? And I attach the second question. If you open this bank account together and there's a clause in there, or there's an option in there for you to nominate somebody to take the money if somebody passes away, if one of the joint account holders passes away, is this also allowed in Islam?
Allah the Almighty says in Surah An-Nisa, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِيمَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتْ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Dear viewers, dear Muslim brothers and sisters everywhere on earth, keep this verse in mind. This is our curriculum in life. Allah the Almighty says to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nay, by your Lord, they believe not until, so there is a condition to prove your iman, to seek the judgment of Allah in the Quran and in the Sunnah of his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to any affair in your life, business, trade, marriage, divorce, you name it. We should put the constitution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at work and apply it in our lives. In reality, you cannot generalize that everywhere you go, but within your family members, within your business, you can do that. And this is a live example. But let me first finish the rest of the verse. يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِيمَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ, to seek the judgment of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran or in the Sunnah concerning any affair, any dispute that arises amongst us. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتْ. Then, you will not feel any hurt feeling against the judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will not see or feel any resentment. You will not think that it's unjust or unfair. You must definitely believe that this is the best and this is the most wise. Then the third level is وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا, and to give up totally and to be happy with it, to be pleased with the hukm of Allah the Almighty. That's why Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di, may Allah have mercy on him, said in his tafsir, this verse represents the three levels of Islam, then Iman, then Ihsan. So the first is accepting the judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that represents Islam. Then the higher level is, which represents Islam, is nafyul haraj, not to have any resentment or any hard feeling against this hukm. And the highest of all is al-ihsan, is to worship Allah as though you're seeing Him, through giving up totally and being pleased and happy with the hukm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That applies to every case that you have the power or authority of seeking the hukm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inheritance, family law, marriage or divorce, especially if you're living in a non-Muslim country. And the local law may give you what does not, what you don't deserve, what's not your right, such as in case of divorce, you get 50% of the possessions of your husband, even though you don't deserve it. You deserve that much. Inheritance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن يَتَعَدَّ, those who transgress the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He threatened them with a humiliating torment, with a severe punishment. So, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets rules or regulations, especially concerning the inheritance, it's called عِلْمُ الْفَرَائِضِ, which Allah stated in Surah An-Nisa. The example or the case which we're having right now is when a husband dies, and he and his wife, or his spouse, either one of the spouses die, and they had a joint account. Well, we have to find out, were they partners in business? Did they both invest in the same? Does she or he have a certain share in this? Or he just added her on the account, on the joint account, so that she would have an easy access to spend. If it is the first, then number one, we deduct her right and her share from this account. And the rest would be dealt with according to the Islamic law of inheritance. She will get, if she have any children, 1/8 of that. And if she doesn't, then 1/4. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran in Surah An-Nisa. So even if you have a joint account with somebody, if there is a position for you that you deserve in this account, you take it number one, then the rest will divide it according to the inheritance law in Islam. Before death, if somebody wants to give away any property in his life, it's up to him. So if he writes his account to his wife and says, this is yours in my life, that's totally yours, then the position has been transferred to her. That's perfectly fine. If you want to give me your car and say, that's yours, that's your wealth, you give me whatever you want to do. As long as you don't hurt your ears and you don't do it deliberately to deprive the ears. Second thing, or the third thing, is writing your will should be within one third of the property that you leave. So if somebody writes his will and he leaves behind ears, wife, children, parents, brothers and sisters, and he writes his entire will to be given to a third party or one of the ears, that will be void in Islam.
Alhamdulillah.
Yarhamakumullah. That will be void in Islam. After your death, you have no control over your wealth. Your wealth should be divided according to what Allah prescribed. So only one third, within one third, will be dispensed according to your wish. Then the two thirds will be divided according to the inheritance law in Islam amongst the ears. Also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا وصية لوارث. That's another very important thing. Fourth, that you should not write a will where you specify one of the ears with extra amount, though more than what they deserve according to the inheritance law in Islam. If you want to give them in your life, you may. But after your death, you should write your will according to the following, especially those who are living in the West. You should write in your will the following statement. I command that my inheritance, whatever I leave behind or possession, should be divided according to the Islamic Sharia, the Islamic law of inheritance. After paying off the debts, the loans which I owe to anybody, and after al-wasiyya, which you write behind. Amongst the debts, if he has promised his wife with a deferred amount of the dowry, that would be considered a debt, that she will be paid that amount first, then she will receive her inheritance as one of the heirs.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh.